Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard the Bubba Show. What's going on? It's Friday. Friday. February. I guess maybe February. How about May 11th? And it's the big weekend series, Cubs Sox. And what a great day for baseball. It's going to be about 47 and raining. Anyways, unfortunately, the markets have gone into a coma. They are going higher, which is always a good thing, but they've gone into a coma. They've gone into the old dull market, nothing going on situation. And there's an old theory and an old adage, you never sell a dull market. Because why? Because markets tend to drift higher with lack of any real outside action. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. There's no real lack of any real action. The markets themselves are quiet. Volatility has gotten crushed, as we talked about the last couple of weeks. Actually, Matt Demeter brought it up that the commercials were selling volatility, and we've gone from the VIX is gone from, you know, the 50 print was ridiculous. It was a joke, but basically, we have broken down through the downside of volatility now. Basically from, you know, the mid-20s, and now we're back at 13 and possibly even headed lower. Who knows? Again, this is something that is always important to understand, because markets themselves, again, dull markets tend to drift because there's buyers coming in. So what's next? So now we look at the overall pattern, and of course we're seeing that we're breaking out of a consolidation pattern. So the downtrend that we had built starting back in January, you know, from the top of January 29th, and then obviously we had those lows, but we were trending lower, and now we're up at the top end of consolidation and breaking out. Now we broke out at 26.75 in the S&P, and now we're at 27.25. And if it breaks out here, it's probably going to go up and make new highs. This is again how the market works. We've seen we've gone from making lower highs and lower lows to now reversing that and making higher lows and higher highs within that pattern. Now we are up 6 days in a row, and you know, if you know, there's going to be a sell-off, you know, we could see one, but again, the pattern is starting to change again, and it potentially looks like there could be some momentum to the upside. So we'll see how it trades out. Now, again, I'm never thrilled with markets that lack volume and volatility, but again, we're also not going to fight it and say, well, it can't happen, because that's exactly what we're seeing, and it can happen. Now, when you look at the big picture, okay, you know, we're going to get that correction we were looking for. We're going to get that, you know, that potential breakdown or whatever at some point. But again, it doesn't have to be now. I think there's a lot of vacillation around the 10-year notes. You know, the 10-year notes at 3%. We haven't really been able to sustain that rally, so there hasn't been the real drive to move money away from equities yet into the 10-year notes. So, you know, we'll see how, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And, of course, we know that markets don't announce themselves. But right now, it'd be very hard for me to recommend being short the market, as much as I'd like to be short the market. And it'd be very hard to really do a lot of anything. I mean, certainly, I couldn't be a buyer here, But I can't be a seller either. I can't, you know, again, this is like trying to beat your head on the wall if you try to short this market right here. And because, it, you know, one of the things we have to always remember is there's plenty of time to make a trade. Okay, you're not going to miss it if the time comes to make the trade. And I think that's something that we have to always remember is we won't miss the party. We may be just a little bit late to the party, but isn't it better to have a solid market footprint to get into versus having a, you know, having to sweat it out and have to be forced to make a decision in case it doesn't go your way? And I think this is, again, one of the common mistakes and the common flaws of many is they're trying to be too perfect and too early. Well, it's much better to sit back and wait and let the market footprint tell you where it's going to go versus you trying to tell the market where it's going to go. Because as we know, and as we say, the markets are always right. And this time will not be different. The markets will be right again. And until the footprint appears, we're going to continue to now be on the sidelines, neutral, looking for opportunity. You know, again, I don't see a reason to fight. And believe me, I've fought many times and been wrong. Yeah, I fought the law and the law won. Well, in trading terms, the market's the law. And the money's the law. And until you can get a good grasp on what the law is going to do, there's no reason to be crazy and wild about it, because you create bad situations for yourself. And then, of course, it comes down to then you got to make that decision. Do I get out now or what do I do? And, of course, then, you know, now you're bringing emotion back into play. So it's just easier to let the markets trade. Let's not, you know, get too aggressive. You know, the beautiful thing about markets, they're open 241 days a year. So we certainly don't have to be aggressive. We're certainly not going to miss anything. And it's just easier and simpler to wait for that market footprint to show up. And when that happens, then, of course, you're going to put yourself in the best position, because at least from a probability standpoint, you will be using your tools very much as you do if you play any of those skill games we talk about often, because they're the same skills. All right. So it comes down to the money management and the skill assessment and where you are within the market. So anybody who, and if somebody says, hey, this is the greatest sale of all time, okay, it may very well be, but at the end of the day, the markets and the charts are not confirming that to be the case. So instead of trying to be sharper and ahead of the market, it makes a hell of a lot more sense to sit back and let the markets do their thing, and then we can come back in and put ourselves in a position. Because again, remember, as I say, the markets are open 241 days a year, so there's no reason for us to have to be crazy now. And then again, coming back, you have to make a decision against what may or may not happen. And that's always something that I look at, you know, and say, hey, you know, look at, and I've made plenty of mistakes myself trying. And of course, we'll talk about this later, but I'm buried in an oil trade. Which my namesake of one of my Twitter guys has been telling me I was wrong, and we'll see. You know, I've got my puke point, but we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, I want to remind you to go to libertytalk.fm every day and download the show. Make sure you help us achieve our goals of 1 million downloads a month. And, of course, also on the weekends, you get the Sporting Edge and Crypto Investor X. Go check those out. And of course, you know about my high school investing program, and we continue to try to build it, but need some capital. And if anybody wants to help out, all you have to do is go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and you can help us out. And of course, we certainly would appreciate it, and so would the kids in the schools. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with the one, the unbelievably talented Jane King, Lila Max Media, and the Ka-Ching Report. And Jane King, what is up, my dear?
Well, it's funny because, we talk every week. And every week I'm like, okay, here's what I want to talk to Todd about, because we've had a heck of a week. I mean, we had New York's Attorney General completely make fool of himself, and hostages rescued from North Korea and released, and the president had a really good day on Thursday. They also captured some ISIS guys, and so and he made a great speech in Indiana.
Isn't that great?
He had a good day on Thursday.
I didn't realize that Elkhart, at the worst, which is where he was, at the worst, they were at like 20% unemployment, and now they're the best. They're under 3% unemployment. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, Elkhart's an interesting place. It's like the world's manufacturer of RVs. And I think they just got really hit hard during the recession. It's one of those manufacturing cities, and like so many in Indiana. And it didn't get the same kind of bailouts. But I'm from Kokomo. And there's big Delphi Automotive, big Chrysler. Of course, they got the government bailouts. That helped them. Or Kokomo would have been right up there with it in terms of unemployment.
So that's really pretty cool. And I mean, obviously, I think he's doing a great job. And again, you don't have to like him, but you should like the fact that he's doing a good job for the country. And I think that's where we kind of miss out a lot. And of course, you see Maxine Waters mouthing off again. And I just don't get it. And there's a woman wearing like a $2,000 dress, talking about impeaching 45. I go, really? What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're just looking dumber and dumber. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, they screwed up on the tax cuts, talked about Armageddon and the world's going to come to an end. And of course, that didn't happen. The stock market hit new highs, several of them. People got a lot of bonuses, and they could do more, for sure. But it was a great first step. You remember, what was it, about a year ago, and he was tweeting about Rocket Man and stuff. Oh my God, I can't believe he's doing this, and we're going to have a nuclear war. And, now, he's meeting with Kim Jong-un in June, and we have three Americans back. I mean, he's just constantly proving them wrong. And I think this latest victory increases the chances that the Republicans are going to have a good November.
Yeah, I mean, and it's amazing because he's going to, they've set that deal up. And how about, now you and I have talked about this, and you and I think we're both on the same page, that the trade wars were not going to be a big deal. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, China's talking about coming in and buying more goods now. So it looks like that may work out pretty well as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, he said some really interesting things. So he said, I don't blame President Xi of China. He was like, he's doing what's best for his country, and I'm trying to do what's best for my country. And he sounds like he really likes and admires Xi. So it's, he's negotiated on behalf of his people very well. I mean, so I think, it's only fair that they work out a new deal. China is a different country than it was, when these things, in the World Trade Organization, like 20 years ago. And it's much more powerful now, much more wealthy. And, it's time to kind of renegotiate these things. They are doing some stuff, though, like slowing down inspections. Like, they have like a little almost kind of like, what's it called, like microaggressions or something, like they're slowing down the pork inspections, and they're not going through as fast, and apples and logs and things like this. They're trying to make things a little more difficult, but so far that's all we've seen with these trade tensions.
Right. I mean, again, I the bottom line is, and this, if I'm a farmer who would be one of the most concerned about these whole things, grain prices are higher. So if grain prices are higher since all this, then I guess it's not so bad, because you and I both know that at the end of the day, the markets tell you everything that you need to know. In fact, it's funny. I was on Fox the other day, and I go, the only news I watch Fox News, and I watch the tape, because the tape will tell me more than anybody else will tell me anyways.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, what's the farmer getting for their crops? And the price is up since all this started. So, I mean, I don't know how these people got to be such levels of authority that they are, but they're just consistently wrong and consistently saying things that reality proves not to be true.
Well, and I think that goes a lot to do with, I mean, that's my whole thought process of the Federal Reserve, and not to bash the Federal Reserve, because I know that's not your style, it's just mine. But, and I'm not bashing him, but I'm just saying that some people only understand theory, And what we see now is that it really takes common sense. And if you can work out a deal, you know, it doesn't always have to follow the exact game plan that you wrote. You have a general idea how something should work, but you also have to be flexible. And I think this ties into your family and your brothers. You know, when you're out in the field and your tractor breaks down, you can't look at the manual. You got to know how to fix it and get yourself back and running again. I think that's what Trump has shown, that you don't have to have a specific theory. You have an idea and a plan that you're putting together, and you have to make it work within that. And there has to be sometimes exceptions made. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think he just has common sense, economics, and business on his side. I mean, to me, like, he's got the tax cuts. I mean, we know, for example, California legalized cannabis on January 1st. Governor Brown says, we're going to bring in the first quarter, $175 million in cannabis tax revenue. They brought in $34 million because the taxes are so high on it. Nobody's buying it. And people don't want to even set up businesses with it. So, I mean, we know, and it's been proven over and over again, that if you give people, like, let people control more of their money, the free market works. That's how the U.S. got to be what it is. So, you know, that's one thing. The North Korea thing, I mean, he knew. He knows that China depends on us. He knows that North Korea depends on China. I mean, he played the whole game. He just, the only thing that separates him is that he had the guts to do it. And people have not had the guts to do this for the past 30 years.
Right. Not from the last time. Tear down that wall. I get it. And I think that's great. Yeah. I'm glad we're flexing our muscle. And the free market does work, which is why we're having this little bit of a financial revolution with the cryptocurrency stuff. Because, again, you can't tax people out of their money. I mean, you know, look at what's going on in gasoline. You know, I know oil's going higher. I think it's wrong that it's going higher, because I think that it's being based on fear. But that's besides the point. But the overall, a lot of places like Illinois, there's so much tax in a gallon of gas, you're forcing people that they can't even afford it. I mean, we're such a tax. And you live in New York, so you got it as bad as anybody. And I just don't think that process can work forever. You know what I mean?
Well, and Amazon was another example. So they're building a tower in Seattle. Well, Seattle starts to talk about, did not pass, but talk about a per head employee tax. And that money would go for homeless services. And Seattle's like, or Amazon's like, forget it. We're leaving. We're stopping building this tower. And because this is not fair. And, you know, so it's just cities continuing to do this. And I think, you know, I think the answer really is just to, you know, elect more people who've actually been in business. You know, get rid of people who've been in office for, you know, anything longer than 15 years. You know,
right.
And some of these people are, they're elected when they're 22 and they never do anything else besides, you know, legislate. So, you know, I think that's a big thing. You know, Indiana's got a senator now, he's a business guy. I think he's going to be, you know, along the same lines as Trump. He's a Republican nominee, so he's not, you know, been elected yet. But I think more people like that who actually know the impact of all these decisions on the bottom line, they have some thoughtful, put some thought into their decisions.
Yeah. Tell me what you think about the surcharge for restaurants in New York. Is that going to get through? And why don't they just raise prices? I don't know. What's the surcharge about?
Good question. I don't know what it is.
Okay. There you go.
I don't know. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay. They're you know, I hear it on the news all the time that they're going to start, because, you know, they force this minimum wage up so fast, you know, and restaurants don't work on huge margins, and all of a sudden they're stuck. So,
well, okay, but I can give you a little personal story. So, one of my friends runs it was a bakery in the neighborhood where I live in New York. And she, you know, would make cupcakes and birthday cakes and cookies and brownies and catered things and, you know, just had a nice little business. And she employed, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 people. And she shut down, closed it in March. And part of the reason was the increase in minimum wage in New York. And, you know, we talked about, she actually did an interview with a local blog about it. It was super interesting about running a small business in the city. And she said, you know, that's part of it. She said, but it's also competing against some of these, like, Uber, and some of her employees were doing extra stuff like that. And so she had trouble scheduling, getting people to do things, competing with them on pay. She needed a new oven. There was an issue with buying a new oven and the regulations of New York. And she's just like, you know, I'm going to do something else, and just shut down her business. And she's an entrepreneur at heart. So she'll figure, you know, something else and start a new business doing something. But it's a shame. I mean, it was a nice little community business. You know, all of us got our birthday cakes for our kids' birthdays and everything there. And, now she's out of business. And she's had a really interesting insight into running a small business in New York and how complicated and difficult it can be.
I understand. And I understand, Jane King. Thank you so much. We're out of time, but it's always great to have you, Jane King. Lila Max Media, The Catering Report. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.
And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Remember, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every day. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here right after the break with more of The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Actually, I'm not happy it's Friday because there's no trading tomorrow. The weather is not perfect yet, and I have to leave for New York on Sunday. Anyways, as we look around at some of the things that are going on, and of course, we look at gold and the metals, and you know they've come to a key point. As you may or may not know, I write for Kitco every day, and you know I've said all along that there was a big move coming, and I thought that 1280 was in play to the downside, and of course here we are pushing up against the upper end, but I still see a big move coming, and I still think that. The silver, buy silver, sell gold is the better trade. And I still don't think that gold is in the clear and that 1280 is not going to be, it is not going to come into play. I think that, again, long term, as I've said many, many times, I'm always bullish gold. I mean, I own gold. I'm going to continue to own it. I'm not selling it. But from a trading perspective, you can't always want to be owning it, and there's times to be shorted. And, you know, if you have no position right now, then it's time to watch and see what happens at this, you know, 1328 to 1335 area. If that fails, then we're going to 1280. That's the way that I would expect it and look for it. I've talked about it, you know, many, many times, and, we initially on the first time down, we covered some of our shorts at 1310. And of course we went down to 1302, and we'll see what it looks like. But again, I don't have any particular reason to believe that we're going straight up. I mean, there should be, you know, some more pressure here, and not because of the dollar, but the dollar has broken out as we suspected it would. Again, I think that, you know, you watch the 93 area. I think the dollar is headed to 95. I think that you're going to see a run at 95, and I think we're going to see par or well over par, which is a dollar, into the by the end of the year. Now, I don't know that typically the dollar denominated space has some dramatic effect on some of the commodities, but I don't think that'll be the case this time until it gets much higher. I think we're doing here in 95, it'll have no effect. And I think if you look at the grain markets, you can see that the dollar has had virtually no effect, as well as the trade wars. And all of a sudden, as we've heard, that China may be buying more goods from the United States now to avoid the trade wars and the trade deficits. So, you know, we'll see. But I think when you look at the grains, I mean, they had another BS USDA report, and the markets did very little on those reports. And I think the biggest thing here is you know, volume is fairly light. You know, picked up a little bit, obviously, yesterday, but it's been fairly light. And I think, again, you can expect much higher prices in the grains. I think that they've definitely broken out towards the upsides. And, you know, again, you can't expect that the markets are going to go straight up or straight down. And I think that's something that we get confused in. I think you sit back and wait and look for some key levels. And I think those are something that we'll be looking for in some key spots. And I always cover those in my my weekly ag report. And anybody, if you want to see what it is, you can go to BubbaTrading.com and check out the ag report. It is a subscription service. But in the meantime, and I think the meats have looked very solid, and they look like they've, you know, bottomed out. I mean, I think the final one to bottom, I think, were the feeders. Hogs bottomed and are making a beautiful W pattern, and now working their way back up to the upper end of that pattern. I think 80 is the top of the pattern, and I think that we can go through. I'm looking for 82 to 84. Okay, and I think that we go even possibly higher than that. Fats look great. They've popped out and have held as suspected. And feeders, after spending a lot of time down, also rallied. So that looks really good. So I think the ag space looks really good. I think that, you know, oil, again, listen, right now I'm wrong. I can't make an excuse, okay? But I think oil is just oil. I mean, again, as long as it stays in backwardation, it's hard for me to want to get bullish. You know, that's a very important thing to understand. You know, again, this fear trade could last a little bit longer, and certainly it's got me close to my puke point. Not there yet, but I do have a number in mind. But again, as long as is the front month contract, which right now for the next 6 days is June, okay, I am not interested in buying oil. To me, it's still the same old fear trade. Again, I've said this, I don't know, about the last 3 or 4 weeks, which obviously doesn't do me any good. But if you look at today's oil in the mid-71s, and you go to start with December, okay, we're in the high 68s, and you go a year from now, okay, we're at 65. That is the classic backwardation formula. And again, it shouldn't make you, you know, bearish and say, oh, I got to sell it now. I'm just saying that I saw this before. And if you go back and you look at 2014, right, you look at June, July of 2014, you will see the very same pattern that we have now. Now, again, does that mean that we're going to collapse? No, it doesn't mean anything. But what it does mean, okay, if you look at 2014, you look at the month of June and July, the oil peaked in June. And from July on, the rest of the year, the oil dropped from a little over 100 down to about 40. And I'm expecting the same type of move. Now, I don't know if it's going to 40. But I'm expecting the same kind of action. This is not anything new. This is, you can actually go back to 2007 and see the same thing. And believe it or not, the consistent part of formation here was, it was always in June or July. June or July oil, it started. And it was always off of a backwardation formation. So am I going to be right 100%? I would never guarantee 100%. But again, I can look back in history and see how it's traded, and this is not an uncommon position to be in. And again, these are almost identical in patterns, and I think that's something that, you know, we're all missing, because I mean, listen, I may be wrong here, but I don't know about how important how much oil we're using is to growth. I mean, you know, we're using more oil because we're buying cars that are sucking down more oil. We're using more oil because we got more people. But we've got plenty of oil, so it's not like there's a shortage. You know, a lot of these are are often created. You know, I go back to the first, I don't know, when OPEC was in control and when I was actually pumping gas, believe it or not, in 1973 or 72, I don't even remember, whatever hell it was. But in the meantime, okay, I remember the gas lines. And you know what I also remember? I remember record profits from the oil companies. So you know, you can tell me all you want about it going out, but from a pure trading standpoint, from a pure technical standpoint of what's going on, this oil move, again, it's been painful. I'm not going to lie to you. It has been very, very painful, but the move itself is not credible, and it may go higher. And again, if I weren't in already, I would wait for a little bit of a better formation. But since I'm already in, I'll wait it out and use my puke point to exit later if I have to exit. And I don't know if I will or not. But certainly, I can't get all that excited because other than, you know, it's moving higher. So from a technical standpoint, it looks okay. But I do know the formation. I do know the size of the move. And again, I'm not telling you to get short here. I'm saying that I'm certainly not, if I'm not in already from the long side, which I'm not, but I know some of you are. But if you're in, then you manage a trade. I wouldn't get out. I would manage it, you know, and watch. But again, I'm just saying be prepared that we will see, in my opinion, a very big drop. The only question is when does the fear subside? Okay, that's the whole key. This is a fear-based trade. You know, you can listen to the pundits tell you it's not, but all you have to do is look at the premium, and there is no premium. And in fact, you know, all the juice is built in the expiring contract, which only tells you that it's only driven by fear. So we'll see. Again, we're not going to, worry about it. We'll continue to trade it. And if I get puked out, so be it. I'll be puked out. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show with the vomit bag. No, just kidding. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. Make sure you help us out. We want to reach our goal of 1 million downloads a month. And of course, also our high school investing program. We're trying to continue to build that. We just pushed over 500 high schools in which we give the program away for free. I have so supported that myself. I've now had some help from some of you, and thank you for those who have helped. And if you'd like to be one of the ones to help me, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and make a little donation. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. It is Friday, and the weekend's coming. I'm tired. Not so happy for the weekend, but I'm tired. And going to New York, so I'll be even more tired. But anyways, you know, I got interesting stuff. You know, obviously, I have a Twitter account, and, you know, I've got, my YouTube and the Bubba's Daily Update. And I always wonder about the gutless trolls out there. The troll Twitter and troll the internet and troll YouTube, the ones who ain't got the stones to step up, you know, and say, hey, you know, you did this wrong. And again, I never have a problem. You know, part of the things of being successful in markets is the ability to, you know, reduce your losses when you're wrong. You know, not letting yourself go broke because you got too big of an opinion. But you know, I always think my opinion is pretty good from a general standpoint, but my money management skills and my explanations, I think, are pretty solid, to try to help the average trader and average investor out there. And, you know, make sure that you always, you know, it's always about defend, you know, defend your money, because that's your inventory. And if you ain't got no inventory, you got no business. But I love the trolls out there who make these moronic statements out of nowhere, and you know, that don't even listen to what I say, but want to start to, you know, troll out and talk nonsense about, you know, something I said. For example, I have always said since day one, I think any of you who's been with me long enough to know knows that I always tell you that the markets go up on average 8% year over year. And that as a investor, I'm going to stay long the market. No matter what I think of the short term, I'm not getting out because I can hedge it. I can do a lot of different things, but I don't have to get out. Okay. So as an investor, I will hedge my portfolio. I will stay long the market always because of the compounding value. But in the short term, I get short occasionally. And, you know, I like to sell the markets. And as a trader, I prefer to be short if I can, if I have the logic. And one of the trolls out there started saying, well, you know, how can you do that? I said, well, because my investing is a long term, my trading is a short term. And then tried to tell me, went into a billion reasons why I'm wrong and how I don't have any idea. And I go, okay, well, that's great. I'm happy for you. But as I've said before, and I said to whoever the troll is, anytime you like to come on this show and bring your opinion out and you want to debate the issue, feel free. Come on aboard. Okay. Don't be a chicken and hide behind some stupid acronym name on Twitter or some nickname you have on YouTube or whatever. You got stones, step up, you know, anytime. You want to come on, debate the issues? No problem. Look, this is a free and public airways, man. We'll be happy to discuss, you know, but don't be a coward and hide behind the moniker that you have, whatever it happens to be. I mean, I will name them eventually if you continue to be imbecile. But, you know, again, to me, you know, if you got something to say, step up. You know, there's no reason to hide. So anytime you want to, you know, and there's a few of you out there, you know, anytime you want to, you know, quit trolling and actually voice your opinion to and let others hear what you have to say, step aboard. This is the Bubba Show, free markets, man. We're free markets, free opinions, you know, but don't be a coward. You know, again, I got no problem with it. I've been wrong before. My next time I'll be wrong will be probably 1 million. We might have a party. All right. But in the meantime, you know, again, you know, don't hide behind the Twitter handle or the other handles. You know, step up and say, hey, you know, you can come on here. All you do is contact me and we'll arrange to debate the issues right here and see who understands more of how the markets actually work. I mean, you know, we actually understand here how the markets function. Okay. But, you know, again, I always find that interesting, you know, because, listen, one thing, the beauty of where we live and what we do is we have freedom of speech and get to state our opinions. But I think that we should state our opinions and not hide behind something else. But, you know, I think that so. That's my editorial on the trolls. You know, a lot of you out there, not you guys, not my people, but there's a lot of people out there that troll and have nothing better to do. They must have no life. But in the meantime, we do looks like we have a date for our president. I think President Trump said, I think it was June 12th. They're going to meet in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. And I think that it was great to see the hostages released. And it's great to see that potentially China is going to now step up and buy more goods to try to balance out. And as I have said, you know, for quite a while here, I think that there's no real reason to believe that the trade war is a bad thing. I think it's doing I think it's having its exact effect that we would like it to have and is going to force these deals to be made better and force us into a better position so that we are no longer the weak sister on the board with a, and again, this is not an Obama slight. This is not anybody said, this is all of the presidents that I can remember in the past. The president we have today and the president that we had in the 80s seemed to have the stones to step up and stand up to, the people that nobody else has done so. And that is to me a very nice part now of what I'm watching. And I guess I say all the time, you can hate President Trump, you can love him, but you have to respect what he has gotten accomplished in his time in office, with whether anything comes from North Korea or not, who knows? This could be just another ploy from them. But the hostages were released. Okay, they are meeting. North Korea and South Korea have met. China is talking about buying more goods. So you can say whatever you want. Israel has put President Trump on a coin, his likeness. So you can hate him all you want, but to me, you have to go all the way back to Reagan to find one who had the stones to step up to these people and say, hey, we're not going to do it this way anymore. We are not going to take the short end of the stick every day anymore. You want to do business with us, great, we're here. And we will help you and we will do business with you. But if you're going to think that you're going to continue to abuse us, if you think you're going to continue to take advantage of us, if you think we're going to continue to support you, you got another thing coming. And I think that that is something that should be really taken and looked at by everybody, whether you're, you know, again, whether you're nuts on the left. And I don't mean that you're, if you're on your left, you're nuts, but if you're one of these ones that just hate Trump, you know, if you're on the hate Trump campaign, then you should go and move to another country. Because, again, no matter who is the office, it shouldn't be the name. It should be the president. And what is the president doing for your country? And this president is doing a lot of good for your country. And, you know, but you can criticize all you want as you, continue to want to see like Maxine Waters impeach 45. You know, I think she should be impeached. I'd like to know how a gutter rat like Maxine Waters is wearing $2,000 dresses. That's what I'd like to know. Okay. I mean, this woman's got no clue. And of course, she's continuing on the impeachment roll. It's running around, with a big expense account and a lot of expensive clothing. And, you know, to me, that doesn't seem like the right thing. I don't know. Yeah. Again, who am I? I'm just a citizen. I'm just somebody who lives or pays taxes. I look at some of these things and people talk like they got nothing else to talk about and no clue. And that's what I have to really find troubling. But in the meantime, no trouble. That everybody have a great weekend. As always, I appreciate you being a part of the Bubba Show. We love doing the show for you and love hanging out with you. So everybody have a terrific weekend. And remember to go to libertytalk.fm and download the show each and every day. Help us reach our goal of 1 million downloads a month. And also, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which I do every day. And I do a Bubba's Bottom Line on the weekends. You can get that for free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com. Fill out the little box that pops up. It's free. No credit card. Nothing required. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you later.
Turn the quiet up.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.